HarperCollins presents Fools and Mortals by Bernard Cornwell. Read by Thomas Judd. Puck. Lord, what fools these mortals be! A Midsummer Night's Dream. Act 3, Scene 2, Line 115. Hippolyta. This is the silliest stuff that ever I heard. Theseus. The best in this kind are but shadows, and the worst are no worse if imagination amend them. Hippolyta. It must be your imagination, then, and not theirs. Theseus. If we imagine no worse of them than they of themselves, they may pass for excellent men. A Midsummer Night's Dream. Act 5, Scene 1. Lines 207 FF. Part 1. Excellent Men. Chapter 1. I died just after the clock in the passageway struck 9. There are those who claim that Her Majesty, Elizabeth, by the grace of God, Queen of England, France, and of Ireland, will not allow clocks to strike the hour in her palaces. Time is not allowed to pass for her. She has defeated time. But that clock struck. I remember it. I counted the bells. 9. Then my killer struck. And I died. My brother says there is only one way to tell a story. Begin, he says in his irritatingly pedantic manner, at the beginning. Where else? I see I have started a little too late, so we shall go back to 5 minutes before 9 and begin again. Imagine, if you will, a woman. She is no longer young, nor is she...